Anyway, it is time now, so we're going to start. Before I start, though, I think we should address the elephant in the room, which is my hair, obviously. You might be wondering what's going on with that. Well, for a long time now, I have become what is typically called follically challenged. Okay, I've been going quite bald. And like many men in my situation, I this year decided to go to Turkey to get a hair transplant. Now, little did I know that the clinic that I chose it's not part of the gig. Little did I know that the clinic, the hair transplant clinic that I chose, only uses hair donated by browser developers. Okay. I don't really like Gen AI, but for this kind of thing, I like to make an exception, right? Just get everything so wrong. Am I trying to say that all browser developers are clowns? No. Okay? They sometimes do seem to do some clownish things, though. Okay? Case in point, what we're going to talk about today is that some of the browsers do what I like to call a two-phase or a two-step loading process, where they don't load everything on the page at once. They load one part. And when that's done, they start loading the second batch of resources. Because of this, you get weird situations like this, where we have three very different waterfalls in the three browsers for the exact same HTML page. The same HTML, and it's a very simple one, we're going to show it later, simple HTML still loads radically different in all the three main browsers. Now you tell me that is not a bunch of clowns trying to take on their audience with stupid jokes. Okay? So what I'm going to try to do today is try to explain why this happens, why these loading behaviors are there, and then maybe also give some ways to try and combat these inconsistencies between browsers. So let's start with the why. And it turns out that it's not the browser developers who are the clowns. It's usually more the server developers. Okay? You wouldn't believe the weird stuff that servers do. This one, for example, send back. I requested images in 1-2-3 order. It sent back in 3-2-1. Okay? And in this case, the first image, the top one there, was my largest contentful paint image, so the most important image on the page, the one that Google looks for, looks at for SEO things. So that was the delay behind these two other less important images. It's not just these simple examples either. This is a more complex one, where a very important JavaScript on top and some important fonts also were being delayed by a bunch of